Good morning. This is Mercedes Warwick, and we're in the 3 days. It's day 30 of Journeys into the I Am Mind, 36 channels and 36 days. It's been an interesting preamble this morning, quite frankly, because I slept through it. I turned off both alarms. I have a two-alarm system. And rolled over and went back to sleep this morning, which was kind of interesting. The last thing I did last night was technology, and it what appeared to be working just fine. I think the web page has got as much technology or recordings on there as it's probably going to take. So this morning I'm going to experiment with putting a second web page up because the recordings all work, but I couldn't get it loaded onto the web page. So that's why you got a note to visit YouTube, because it's posted there, and we're going to just keep on moving. So just a note, if you don't see on the web page, please go to the YouTube channel for the next few days, and we're going to get this done. So, it's interesting to be starting at the time that I'm usually finishing. Sun's fully up. It's almost like seeing the new day, not rising with the new day. Three words came to me right off the bat this morning, and they were death, gratitude, and stubbornness. Death, gratitude, and stubbornness. Oh, here are the stories. I have a person who's very new in my life. Very, very, very gifted healer. Has a physical condition. Has stated they will be dead, transitioned out of this physical existence in X amount of months. Now just think about this from everything that we've been doing over the last 30 days. We'll be dead in X amount of months if this thing does not shift. They have also stated that they are afraid of me. So we've exchanged beautiful, beautiful sessions together. Not allowing themselves to move out of the way enough to continue a process where they've gotten modest some results. Would rather die. I'm grateful to two elders that are in my life. I'm grateful for a lot of people, but these two people have made a way because they believe in the wisdom, the guidance, the channel, the way it flows through me. So there's an exchange between us, yes. But they've made a way for me. And every morning I touch a wall in my house and I thank them both. And then this morning I woke up with this wave of gratitude for them flowing through me. Getting these channels completed and done. Has become a big sigh in my life, because I'm feeling like the subtleties, the nuances, that just that little, if you've ever worked with me, we talk about that 5-degree shift, that these things that are flowing through, this information that's flowing through, the little subtle nuances are that 5-degree shift that are making a big difference in my way of looking at my work, my life. So, just huge wave of gratitude. My life would look so much different without these two wisdom ones in my life. And the third word was stubborn, and that is an ode to my beautiful Bella Key, who is my co-pilot. She's always with me when I do these journeys, and she is taken to peeing in my living room. I've had the carpets cleaned and didn't put up a barrier so she couldn't get there until it was too late. She had gone and done it again. And she just wants to keep me happy. So, in her German Shepherd mind, a friend of mine was keeping her while I traveled about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And inadvertently, I don't know what happened exactly. I don't know. She didn't leave the door open for where Bella Key was to go, or Bella Key couldn't see because that the door was open for her. But the area where she usually does her business in the German Shepherd's mind was not acceptable. So, you know, obviously she had to go somewhere. And so she picked her spot. And well, now she thinks that's the spot that's going to keep me happy, you know. And breaking her of this lovingly, you know, she doesn't get her nose rubbed in it and sent to the seat of God. But it's been a time, because obviously there has been some cleaning up to do. I kind of know what my questions are in relationship to these three words. And these three examples. However, I'm going to leave it to Spirit. I'm grateful that in my lifetime, in my now, that I've had the opportunity to do this, because in many ways, the day that I was given "this is yours to do" has come into fruition. Quite honestly, in some ways, I was thinking about it this morning. Stubbornness and tenacity to sort of keep going no matter what, and not allowing death. And should I transition, that I had a chance to lay these tracks down, as they say, lay this information down as much as I know in the way that I know, with total non-attachment to the outcome. So, let's see what Spirit has to say about that this morning, or if they're going to go in a different direction. I love you. We're in the 3 days. 6 days to go. 6 days to go. Namaste. Namaste. Yonono ni eke na, anana ni yoshiki yokona I eke na. The waves of emotion and gratitude is flowing through our vessel this morning. Onono ni eshke nana ni yoko. And so many images are flowing through her mind. The images of people who have persevered no matter what. Athletes and ones who have come into the world to bring peace or a message. People who gave their lives while being enslaved but still persevered. Anonono yeshke na. The ones who have acted with total non-attachment and gave their lives for better. Teachers. All of you. Anono ni eshke na. Teaching and learning and teaching and learning and teaching and learning. One in particular, actually two. Goes into a school building to be with children, young ones, who have had a hard start or have lost their way very early in life, and they've given their lives to show light, shine light for the moment that those young people are with them. Onono ni eshke na, ahana ni yoko na ni eke na. The people who understand a philosophy, a way, a practice, to the light and love of God. Onono ni eshke na, anana ni yoko yeke na. Another sort of set of people, but people in our vessel's lives who just believe in God. Onono ni eshke na, and may have had no external manifestation of God in a form of a miracle or onono yeshke happening. It just knows the very essence of God and lights up a room or lights up a thought. Healers. Who has stood and are now reaping the rewards of standing and watching that. So it is the wonderings of the vessel this morning that why sometimes when we know better, we don't do better. When we see the light and know the light, why we don't live in the light. And then the gratitude for coming into the lesson or sort of seeing the light in a situation, because it has moved from what is real, into the understanding that that reality was an illusion, and seeing the illusion allowed the light, and the lightness, and the compassion, and the understanding, and the gratitude, and the love, and the relief of seeing the divine in everyone, in everything, in every event, situation, and circumstance. The facing of the shadow, of the darkness, of the heaviness, of having the wisdom or the knowledge, the understanding, the learning, the capacity, in some cases even the desire, to move into the light, however the density or the darkness is more comfortable. And the distance between the darkness and the light, the darkness and the sunlight, the known, and the unknown, and the seen and the unseen, means shedding, of a part of self, that is thought to be real. And that reality, illuminates the darkness, when the exposure to the light, is the divine. These steps through the darkness, may illuminate only one step at a time, and the freedom and choice that you have is to take the step, for where there is no light, there is always light, so where there is no perceived light, there is always light, your ability to attune is in direct proportion to your heart, your heart, motivates you, to find the light, to seek the light, to see the light where there is no light perceived. For for the step that you take is only yours to take, Ieshke Nananiyoko. Only you can move yourself, take that step into darkness. Because Onono Ieshke Na, it is not like the step is fully illuminated, like you're walking into the full bloom and blossoming of a field full of lilies. Onono Ieshke, it means to take the step that you are in conviction that the lilies and the beauty of the divine source exists. Yononi Yeshkena. The law, Yokona, of polarity, Yokona Yeke, axioms, Ononieshke, that both the light and the dark exist. Ononieshke Nananiyoko. And the balance point, Ieke Nananiyoko, means Iokona, that Yokona Iekena, you can be in perfect harmony and balance in one area and not so much in another. However, the balance point, Yokona, allows you to understand this, Iekena Nananiyoko, and choose to freely be in harmony, alignment, and balance with divine source always. Onono Nieshke, this is the gift of this aspect of the one law. Ioshkona Nieke na Ioko Niena. The gratitude of the realization is the outpouring of love understanding comprehension that gifts have been presented, accepted, and received. Onono Nieshke Na Ieke Na Nananiyoko. Sometimes it is the whispering of spirit that flows into someone's heart and they act, and that action allows you to stand. Maybe not even take the step, but just stand in the darkness and understand that there is light here. And when you can feel that, when you can stand in the darkness and know that there is light here, Onono Nieshke Na, then you are in full activation of the law. Ioshkona Iekena, because you understand Iekena, that there is only the law. The way, the divine, the source, Ananani Ioshkona Nanieke, and as the I am, you can activate the light, the way. Onono Nieshke Na. waves of gratitude. It's the release of the ego that you did, you got, you are. And it is the full and complete waves of gratitude are the full and complete acknowledgement of your place, Iakona Iake, in the grand scheme of the divine infinite. The flow and the waves, the yokona of gratitude, Ieshkena anana niyoko, acknowledges, yokona niyekena, that the divine aspect of you, Ieshkena anana niyoko, is in full blossom. Yokona iyekena, Ieshkona iyena. We have never spoken of gratitude in this way. Yokona niyeke na. The allowance of gratitude as a frequency within your whole, unified, infinity self. Yokona niyeke na is an acknowledgement of the release of ego. Anana niyoko. And the comprehension, Iakona Iekena, of the grand scheme, Anana Yoko. It allows you to be in the known, unknowingness. It allows you, gratitude, to be in full, Iake, acknowledgement of the gifts and the wonder and the miracles and the magic. When all else fails and you cannot see any light, Iokona Niena, and you stand in the darkness, Iokona Iekena, and say, I am grateful. It is one way of placing and activating the law on your behalf. And releasing the fight. For the fight is ego. And the choice is yours. To live or die. To eat. Or be hungry. To be in the full comprehension and understanding. Anana Niyoko, that which you have in this moment is God enough. Ieshkona Niena. It is good enough to deliver the lesson, to teach you an illumination of the light. Onono yeshkena nanayoko yekena. The release of gratitude, genuine gratitude. Onono yeshkena. Not the fake it till you make it gratitude. The genuine flow that washes through your body, that is a sensation that creates an emotional wave. When you say thank you and it brings tears to your eyes, a lightness to your heart, a seeing of a way. Noniyeshke, an acceptance of the gifts and of the lessons. The looking at somebody as they hand you Noniyeshkena, their last, with the full knowing that there is an ever flow and more will come to them. Ononuyeshkena. That is why when you tithe, and you tithe with a grateful heart, you're tithing with a grateful heart, knowing that you are in the ever flow of the infinite. Ononuyeshke, and your survival instinct, your ego, tentacles, Yokona Naniyeke, are fully released into Anana Niyoshko, your divine knowing of the unknown. Onono ni Iyeshkena Ahana Niyoko Okona. It was interesting, Mercedes has received two gifts in the last couple of days, and Onono Nieshke, she left yesterday hugging, and Onono Nieshke, one of her elders, Yokona, and as she got into the car, Iekena, she wondered if she had expressed the words, thank you. The energy in her field was of great gratitude. It was, you know, Ononieshke, sometimes you say the little things in life make the biggest difference. Ononieshke, and this elder has gifted her beauty. She sat in the car, Iyakuna, and will make a point of saying thank you, Inononieke, and expressing thank you, Iyeshkena, today. She sat in the car, and the waves of gratitude flowed through her, Inononieshkena. It is this energetic field that is Onono Niyoshkona Ieke, your contribution to the collective consciousness, Yokona Ieke Na. And it's such a simple example, Ananana Niyoko. The wise one had given her a manicure, a pedicure, Yokona Ieke Na. And she left feeling like a million bucks. Onono Nieshke, because she has the choice to do her manicure and pedicure herself, Iokona Iekena. But the expression of love Iokona extended to her was of such Onono Nieshke joy and value that it released into her emotional frequencies, waves of gratitude. Onono Nieshkena. So it's the expression of the energy fields, Yoshkona Iekena, as well as the expression of the words, Yokona. The release of the gratitude through the heart and Onono Nieshkena, and expanding the filter of love, Yokona, seeds great Onono Nieke waves, Anana Niyoko, of divine, of divinity, of divineness, into the collective consciousness. Anana niyoshko na ieke na, and to let others catch the wave. Onono niyeshke na. So through gratitude, ieshke na nana niyoko, that is truly felt, iokona, and released, ieke na iokona. Expressed iokona is the energetic acceptance of the gifts that you have received. Onono nieshke na. When you are in rote gratitude, while it is an acknowledgement, and onono nieshke na, better than no gratitude or even not acknowledging the frequency of gratitude, Ieshkena. We would, Anana Niyoko, simply state that the law is the law is the law, and what you sow, you reap, Iokona. And if you express egoic gratitude, you will receive egoic gratitude. Anonono yeshkena. Allow the waves to flow through you. On these frequencies are the gifts and the light. Often the light, the pinprick, that is available to open the way your heart, your connection your standing. You must be stubborn about this. No. Do you see where the lessons are coming from? You can be stubborn in your ego or stubborn in the knowing of the unknown. The pleasing of your high self, the pleasing of the pleasure of understanding your value and significance, that your lessons and the grace that you perceive goes into the collective and are the seeds that you sow. And through law, it is. Sometimes, Anoniyeshke, it can be years, Ananiyoko, before the illumination of the spiritual truth that you are joy and essence and love and peace come back into harmony fully and completely, Yoshkona Iena. It is the shedding of the ego and the waves of gratitude. Anono nieshke na. That brings you back into the balance point. Anono nieshke na anana yoko. hurt, anger, fear. Yano no ni eshke na anana ni yoko. Be grateful for the light and the unseen gift. Ono no ni eshke na. And the knowing that you know. Anono yeshke na na nyoko kona. And when you can say, I am grateful for, yoshko na niyena. Anana na nyoko, as you say, I am grateful for, yeko na yeke na. And you release the waves of love, yoko na yeke na. Can you just imagine in your mind's eye, yoko na. The well-being, the wealth, and the light. I am grateful for the beauty of a flower and the blue skies. My family. And my wise ones. I'm grateful for the ability to put gas in my car and food in my refrigerator. I am grateful for my flow. I'm grateful for my ability to give today and releasing all of your gratitude through the filter of your heart. Expanding that love filter so that as you are opening the love filter, so as you speak these words, I am grateful for. The emotional fields are activated and energized, yoko na ieke na. And the waves of love flow through you, ono no ni yeshke na. And joy, yeshke na. Any emotion, anana na ni yoko, that you want to seed into the cosmos, into the divine, yoko na. Yeshke na na ni yoko. As you sit as peace, as you sit as love, as you sit as health, as you sit as wealth, as you sit in the frequencies, yokona, that you wish to put out into the world, yeshke na na niyoko. As you express gratitude, yokona na niyeke, lace it, interlace it, completely fill it up. Fill up the gratitude vessel with love. It is so powerful. It's like turbocharging that which you want to bring into the world. That's what you are seeding into the infinite all. That which you are planting into the cosmic consciousness. When we sit, say, be what I am for, Iyoshkona, we have talked of being love, being peace, radiating joy into the world, Anoniyeke, as you sit as the frequency, Iyoshkona. Turbocharge it with, I am grateful through your heart, through your love. Feel the waves of gratitude, love-lace gratitude, flow through you,
Ananani Yoshkoda. Ieke Nanani Yoko. We are so grateful to you, Yoshkona Niena. Because as energetic force, Yoshkona Iena, we have no influence in moving the physical realm. Anono Nieshkena. So this partnership, this collaboration, Yokona, as you come into understanding the subtle frequencies, Yokona na Niekena, you may influence Yokona, the energetic fields, so that in the material there are influences of expanded love and joy and peace and harmony and balance and comprehension of the power source that is within every living thing. To build up or to destroy, to create life or to accept death, to stand and expand the great consciousness of the love, we are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful to you, for you. So, are you in egoic gratitude? We are grateful for your awareness and your knowledge of the frequency. The opportunity is to feel Iokona and transmit Iokona. The waves of love, lace gratitude, that are now coming into your awareness. Yokona niyekena. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. We are done. We love you, we love you, we love you. And we bid you adieu.